Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, listen up, all those creaking bodies. Blogger Orla Doherty has been playing squash since the age of 9. She turned professional at 19. Now in her 50s, Orla shows no sign of slowing down and is a Masters squash champion. What drives her to keep motivated to get the creaking body, as they say, if it's anything like my one, up and active all the time? Orla joins us now to impart her tips and expertise on how to embrace fitness in her 40s and 50s and well-being. Beyond. Orla, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi Cormac, thanks a million for having me on.
Now,
delighted to be here.
Sometimes, I'm nearly 43.
Young spring chicken.
No, I've noticed a huge difference. After 40, maybe it's a psychological thing, walking down the stairs in the morning, the body creaks. Do you have any tips?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I started feeling it when I was in my late 30s, I'd say. Maybe it's different for women. But I found when I was training, sort of when I was professional in my early 20s to mid-20s, I used to go crazy doing two or three sessions a day. But, you know, as you age and you're in your late 40s, 50s and even 60s, I think less is more, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've embraced yoga, which I used to absolutely hate. Resistance training is something I do quite frequently, sort of just body weight with some resistance bands. And then I also make sure that each morning I've learned about the magic of mobility, I call it.
Go on.
And that's just sort of, you know, making sure that your joints are moving through their normal range of motion. So it's simple stuff, isn't it?
I was putting a nappy on the baby today, this morning, and I swear to God, I could barely get down and I couldn't get up.
Well, I'm sorry for you. Maybe.
But
you need to do a bit more in the morning. Cormac.
I wonder, is it? Now, I should have played for Galway, and I'll put it up there. It was a disgrace that I wasn't picked on the 1998 All-Ireland winning team. And there's no evidence against that, right? But I stopped playing in my mid-20s, right, for a period of time.
Yeah.
And I stopped kind of training properly. And I just wonder, if you stop at all, is it far more difficult on the body to get going again?
You know, I think it is, and I'll tell you why. I played at a high level up until my mid-20s, and then when I went off to America for about 20 years when I was 23, and I did stop for a couple of years. And when you start to get back into it, you have the muscle memory and it'll come slowly but surely. But the problem I had was I thought at age 28, I'd have no problem jumping right back into a pro tournament that I would have played 8 years prior to that. And I was absolutely dead for about a week. Mm-hmm. You know, you sort of have to ease back into it very gently, which is what I'm doing now in my later years.
You adapt the mind and the psychology to the level of the body.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, do you mind if I ask you about this? The comment at the baby shower.
I don't. Oh, do you know what? And that sort of drove me to write this article. So I don't know if you know, but I moved to Prague during COVID and I've been here a couple of years. And living in Prague, the language A is quite difficult to learn. I'm also somebody, well, typically Irish. I love the banter and it's hard to find that in the streets of Prague. So what I did was I joined the local GAA club just to sort of reconnect with some Irish people. There's a great Irish community here in Prague. And of course, I've never played. I played maybe a bit of camogie when I was 10. So I didn't go with the intention to sort of start playing Gaelic football again, but I just wanted a bit of crack.
Yeah.
So I was at at this baby shower and we're all sitting around and all the girls are great. They're in their 20s, you know, none of them are over 30.
Yeah.
But one of them said to me, she was talking about she travels a lot with her work. And she said to me, so do you travel a lot with your writing? Because that's what I do basically for a living. And I said, oh, no, I don't really get around much of my writing, but I certainly do a lot of travel with my squash playing. And she sort of paused and looked at me and sort of took stock. And then she said, isn't it great you're still active at your age? I nearly lost across the table. But it's funny because it's a mental thing. Like, obviously, to the naked eye, I look like I'm in my 50s. But to me, I still play a fairly high level of squash, and I feel like I'm still only 30.
No, but hang on a second. I don't want to drag you down to my level here at all. You're a pro. You're an ex-pro at the very least. But you'd be playing at an extremely high level. And I actually found it very interesting. And I referenced it at the start of the program. But the former Dublin great Bernard Brogan was saying on his Twitter page account, he was saying that why is the over 40s game, and he recently came back and played an over 40s match, why is the over 40s not associated with the GAA county boards? Or is that just Dublin, he said? It seems a pity that they don't get more support. And I just wonder if people aren't playing into their 40s and 50s and 60s and beyond different sports, is it because of a lack of infrastructure or support?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I can't, Cormac, answer for other sports. But what I will advocate is that Irish squash over the last 2 to 3 years have put a huge effort into their enthusiasm to get masters players, we call ourselves, which is over 35 and upward. And we have people in their 70s playing very actively. But we've such a huge, I think we've 190 people playing now all around Ireland. And we go overseas. There's a great little sort of family of us. Sometimes upwards of 15 of us will go. For example, last year in Poland, the World Masters Championships, we had, I think, 36 players there.
So there are
from Ireland.
Opportunities. Do you know what? Unfortunately, we're stuck for time here. Do you know what you should do, Orla? Do you know what you should do? You should wait 15 years and hunt down that whippersnapper who made that comment and say to her, as you glide past her doing laps, isn't it great to be active at your age?
Isn't it great to be active at your age? Yeah, I'd love to talk all day about it.
Oh, Lord. Look, I think you've prompted. We're getting an awful lot of texts on this. Well done, Orla. You're an inspiration. Geraldine from Dublin,
Cormac.
58. I'm going to get back to the squash court soon, says Geraldine. You're inspiring people already. Brilliant. Orla Doherty, blogger and champion squash player. Thank you very much indeed.